Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psachim Daf Kuf Hei. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Turning to the third line from the top of Daf Kuf Hei Omid Aleph, we have a nosei, a topic heading in the outside margin. Before we begin the actual Gemara, the nosei topic heading, ho'oichel se'uda erev Shabbos, someone who's eating a meal on Friday, v'herich l'soicha Shabbos, and the meal continues into Shabbos itself. In other words, they are eating into nightfall, v'chein b'soif ha'Shabbos. Similarly, a case where they may be eating on Shabbos afternoon, v'herich l'soich motzoi Shabbos, and the meal continues into the nighttime, into motzoi Shabbos itself. Let us now see the Gemara. Rav Chananya bar Shalmiya v'talmidei de Rav havu yasvi b'sudasa. These people were sitting at a meal, and we're talking about a case of erev Shabbos, and the meal went into the dark, went into the nighttime. V'koy olayu Rav Hamnuna Sava. And Rav Hamnuna Sava was standing over them, literally, but it really means he was serving them. Omrule, they turned to him and said, turned to Rav Hamnuna, and said, Zil chozi imaktish yoima, go check out to see if it's dark already. That's the night has come, that Shabbos has come. V'nafsik, we will stop the meal, and we are adding now, based on the Rashi, not, we'll stop the meal with through Akiras HaShulchan. In other words, like we've seen in previous sugyas, we'll remove the table from here, v'nikbe'e l'shabata, and by removing the table and then bringing it back, we'll establish the meal as now a Shabbos meal. In other words, they were in the middle of eating, but since Shabbos set in, it's of significance to establish that this is now a Shabbos meal. That could be accomplished by their removing their personal tables on which each one was eating, as we've described this already in previous shiurim. And by removing the table and bringing it back now on Shabbos, this would establish the meal as a Shabbos meal. Omar Lahu, so Rav Hamnuna Saba, the one who was waiting on them, said, Lo Tzrichisu, you don't have to go through all of that. Shabbaso kovo nafsho. You don't have to remove the tables. It would be sufficient if you spread a cloth, a mapo, over the table, make kiddush, and then remove the cloth. That itself will be sufficient because the power of the Shabbos day itself, the entrance of the Shabbos day itself, is significant enough, has enough strength, so to speak, to establish the meal as a Shabbos meal. The Omar Rav. Now we have a little diamond here in our Mivneh, structural note in the outside margin. We note here that these are Memros Shel Rav, Binyan Koichus Shel Shabbos Likboa. These are statements of Rav in the context or describing the strength that Shabbos has to establish matters. And here we go. The Omar Rav, Kishem Shabbos Kivas Lemaiser, just like Shabbos has the strength of establishing one's eating with regard to Maiser. So let's just say a brief word about this. If one has produce grown in Israel, and as everyone knows, produce in Israel requires tithing. Prior to tithing, the produce is called tevel. One is allowed to eat from the tevel what's called an achilas aroi. That's a type of just a nibbling, if you will. However, when Shabbos sets in, even achilas aroi is prohibited. Now, what we're saying here about Achilas Aroi from Tevel, that's under certain circumstances, without getting into any details right now about halachas of Hafroshes, Trumas, and Maisers, but given circumstances that Achilas Aroi may have been allowed, Chilsaroy is, as we say, a nibbling type of eating. But when Shabbos sets in, even that becomes usur. So Shabbos is koiveya lemaiser. It establishes the produce as being forbidden in all forms of eating. Kach Shabbos kovas lekiddush. So too, Shabbos has the power of establishing the meal as a Shabbos meal. And as a result of that, it would be forbidden to eat anything, even to taste things until one is Mekadesh. So we see from here, as Rashi points out, looking at Rashi, Kach Kovas Lekiddush, She'osur Lutoim Ad She'ekadesh. It's also to taste anything until you make Kiddush. Alma, Mishachashecha Hi Chashuva Sudishas Me'ela. We see from the mere setting in of the evening that it becomes sanctified with regard to meals as well. Let us look at the Rashbam as well, in the second wide line under the Gemara text. The Shabbos he kavo nafsha suudasa. It establishes its meal as a Shabbos meal. The me'achar she'oser solenu lechol me'ato below kiddush. From the fact that once it gets dark, it becomes osur for us to eat without making kiddush. Ein l'cho hefsek godol mizeh. This itself constitutes a significant hefsek interruption, if you will, meaning without the need for removing the table to accomplish this same thing. This itself, the mere fact that Shabbos sets in, creating an issur of eating until one makes kiddush, that itself constitutes a significant break. Umeatzma sudas Shabbos chashiva nivdeles misudas chol, and automatically the Shabbos meal is considered separate from the weekday meal. V'day lochem b'prisas mapo v'kiddush. It's sufficient that you simply spread out a cloth over the table and make kiddush. Turning back to the Gemara, Sovur Mino Kihechi Dekova Lekiddush, the thought arose that just like Shabbos is Kovea Lekiddush, meaning that it's usur to eat until one makes Kiddush, Kach Kova Lahavdola, so too the exiting of Shabbos into Motsoi Shabbos, where one needs to recite Havdalah, that if they were eating on Shabbos and the time came for Havdalah, they would have to stop until they make Havdalah. Just like we said regarding the entrance of Shabbos, that if they were eating and Shabbos enters, they have to stop the meal and cannot continue eating until they make Kiddush. So too, when the Shabbos leaves, they have to stop the eating, make Havdalah, and then continue eating. Well, Omar Luhu Rav Amram, Rav Amram upon hearing this responds and says, Hochi Omar Rav, Lekiddush Kevas Veloi LaHavdalah. There is a Kvius for Kiddush purposes. Kvius means that they must stop eating until they make Kiddush, but that's not the case with regard to Havdalah. That's what he says here. Let's read that again. L'kiddush kovas, v'loy l'havdalah kovas. Looking at the Rashbam, there's a star that we've included in the wide lines under the Gemara, in the middle of those wide lines. Havdalah eno kovas, dekevan shehischil besudas Shabbos mi be'od yoyim, since they started a Shabbos meal while it was still Shabbos day, Zehu Kvoid Shabbos. This itself is the honor of Shabbos. That you continue the meal even into the darkness of Motsoi Shabbos. And after he finishes his meal, then he'll make Havdalah. Now this is in contrast to the case of someone who started a weekday meal and went into Shabbos. There's no point in showing honor to a weekday meal. However, a Shabbos meal, which started on Shabbos day itself, that's an honor to Shabbos, and the continuation of that meal into the darkness itself simply adds to the honor of Shabbos itself. Therefore, there's no need to stop in that case. The Gemara now goes on in the next few lines, focusing on the topic of the Shabbos meal that continued into the darkness. Vehani mili leinyan mifsik delo mafsikinon. Everything we've said just now is with regard to the fact there's no need to stop a meal that started on Shabbos. And that's what we mean. Havdola is eno kovas. Havdola does not establish the need for a stopping. However, the Gemara goes on, aval aschuli lo maschelinon. But if they had not been eating, and darkness set in, the darkness of Motsoi Shabbos indicating that Shabbos has finished, one is not allowed to start eating until he makes Havdola first. Umifsik nami lo amoron elo bachila. The idea that you do not have to stop, that's with regard to a formal meal where they were eating and drinking, the drinking being part of a meal. Avol b'shtia. But if they had simply been drinking, not as part of a meal, as Tosfos points out, then loy, then this heter, or this allowance of continuing, does not exist. In other words, if that one was drinking on Shabbos itself, and he intended to continue to drink into darkness, that would not be allowed. He'd have to stop the drinking, and first make Havdola before continuing his drinking. Ushtio nami lo amoron. And with regard to drinking, also that we are saying that you're not allowed to start drinking until you make Havdola, elo b'chamro v'shichro. That's only with regard to wine and beer. If we just glance at the Rashi for a moment, there's a Rashi where there's a double star, v'lo amoron, d'lo masli, that which we said that one is not allowed to start drinking, that's elo b'chamro v'shichro. One is not allowed to start drinking wine or beer. Avol mayo les lonbo. If he went into Shabbos, and this is also in the Gemara, we should read that phrase in the Gemara. Let's read again from where the two stars appear in the Gemara. Ushtio nami lo amoron elo d'lo elo b'chamro v'shichro. That one's not allowed to begin drinking before making Havdola. That's only with regard to beer, wine and beer. Avol mayo les lonbo. But as far as taking a drink of water, let us say Shabbos left, became dark, he has not yet made Havdola, he would be allowed to take a drink of water. That's what we mean here. Avol mayo les lonbo. We should take note of a marking that we have over here, this house form, and we have this indicated on the outside margin, the mivneh. These are deos, these are opinions with regard b'shtias mayim lifnei havdala, with regard to drinking water before havdala. So this opinion says that's okay to start drinking water before making havdala. Upliga de Rav Huna. This is in opposition to Rav Huna. De Rav Huna, Chazielu Gavro de Shosa Maya Kodem Havdola. Rav Huna saw a man drinking water before Havdola. Notice how we've squiggle lined the word Maya, being that this is the focus of our discussion. Omar Le, so Rav Huna, seeing this man, said to him, Lo, Mr. Fimor, me Askaro? Are you not afraid, Mistafi, afraid of the illness of known as Askara, a type of strangulation disease? The Tana Mishmei de Rebbe Akiva, Kolatoim Klum Kodem Shiavdil, anyone who tastes anything before Havdola, Misoso be Askara. It could experience death through Askara. So apparently Rav Huna, in looking at this particular teaching of Rabbi Akiva, that Kola Toim Klum, seems to include in his mindset water as well. So are you not afraid of this disease? So apparently, what we mentioned before, that Maya Les Lanba, in the first house marking, as the Gemara said, was Pligud Rav Huna, at odds with Rav Huna. Now another opinion that's similar to the first, Verabonon Debe Rav, Ashi, the Talmidim of the Yeshiva of Rav Ashi, lo kapti amaya. They were not bothered by the drinking of water before Havdalah. The Rashbam adds, however, that with regard to Kiddush, there is a kepeda, there is a restriction on drinking Friday night before Kiddush, and a restriction on drinking even water. As you can see, we have a slash mark in the Gemara, indicating that that which follows is a totally new idea. On the outside margin, we have a nosei, a topic heading, Mishalo Kiddush Leil Shabbos, one who did not make Kiddush Friday night being the main time for making Kiddush, that one is expected to sanctify the day upon its entrance. And the entrance of the day in, of course, the Jewish calendar is from the night when three stars come out. So one who did not make Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, until when is he allowed to make Kiddush? The Gemara, Bo Minei Ravina Merav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Ravina asked of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Mishelo Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, Mashi Kaddish Veholech Kol Ayom Kulo. One who did not make Kiddush Friday night, is he allowed to make Kiddush all throughout Shabbos day? Before we go any further, let us make it clear that we are discussing the main Kiddush with the entire long text of the Kiddush ceremony that one practices ordinarily on Friday night, and we're asking if one didn't do that, one didn't recite that Friday night, does he have the option or the ability of saying that entire text throughout Shabbos day? This is not to be confused with the Shabbos morning Kiddush that essentially is just a brocha of Borei Pri HaGefen over a cup of wine. So we're asking now about the primary Kiddush, the Kiddush with the long Kiddush text that one ordinarily recites Friday night. If one didn't do it then, can he say that throughout the Shabbos day? We have an answer. You'll notice the answer covers a couple of lines, and that's indicated by the long answer marking the tuf that's circled with a vertical dashed line to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Amar Lei, Rav Nachman Yitzchok responds, Mida Amri B'nei Rabbi Chiya, from the fact that the B'nei Rabbi Chiya, the sons of Rabbi Chiya, have the following teaching with regard to Havdalah, and from their teaching with regard to Havdalah, we will extrapolate to Shabbos and Kiddush. They teach the following, Mishalo Hivdil B'moitzoi Shabbos, one who did not make Havdalah Saturday night, Mavdil V'holich Kol HaShabbos Kulo. He has the possibility of making Havdalah throughout the week. The following week, Kol HaShabbos is a reference to throughout the following week until Wednesday of the of that week, the Wednesday after the Motzoi Shabbos. Hochonami, so Rav Nachman Yitzchok extrapolates from that and says, here too, Mishalo Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, Mekadesh V'holech Kol Hayom Kulo. There is an expanded time for Kiddush, just like there was an expanded time, albeit a different amount of expansion, but the idea, the concept of expanding the time exists by Kiddush as well. So therefore, he rules, one who did not make Kiddush Friday night has the option of making Kiddush throughout Shabbos day. We notice a new geometric form as far as the sugya is concerned. We see a triangle, and this is explained in the outside margin under our Mivneh heading. You'll notice a triangle, and there's also a double underline that appears as part of this sugya. These are kushios. They are questions, mimakoros, from sources, shemashma mehem, that it appears from those sources, shelo mikadshim bayom, that one does not recite Kiddush at night. The double underline will emphasize the expression ve'i, in this case you'll see ve'i sa'ata daitoch, and we see on Omid Beis at the second line from the top as well, ve'im isa, if it were like one thought, like Rav Nachman Yitzchok claims, then we will have a difficulty. So let's see how this works out in the Gemara itself. Eisve, notice, of course, a long question is upon us now with the note of the long question marking, the kuf that you see encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text and the vertical dashed line. All of these lines form the question. Eisve, Leil Shabbos V'Leile Yom Tov, Yesh Bohen Kiddusho Al HaKois, V'Yesh Bohen Hazkoro V'Birchas HaMozon. The Friday night and the night of Yom Tov, when a holiday sets in, the night at which is at the beginning of the holiday, there's Kiddush that's recited over a cup of wine, and there's also mention of the holiday in the Birchas Hamazon. Shabbos V'Yom Tov, the daytime of Shabbos, the daytime of Yom Tov, the day period, Ein Bohem Kiddusha Al HaKois. There is no formal Kiddush text recited over a cup of wine. There is, of course, a cup of wine is taken Shabbos morning and Yom Tov morning, and one recites, one's expected to recite only the bracha of Borei Pri HaGofen. There's a practice that people add a few psukim before that particular bracha, but that's not the essential part of Kiddush, just the Borei Pri HaGofen. So as far as the passage of, the textual passage of Kiddush, so the daytime Shabbos, daytime Yom Tov do not have official, formal, or binding textual texts for the Kiddush. V'yesh bohen haskora b'birchas hamazon. But there is mention of Shabbos or Yom Tov during the daytime meal in the birchas hamazon of the daytime meal. We've emphasized with our dashed underline, it says Ein bohem kiddush al hakos. The daytime of Shabbos and Yom Tov, no kiddush is recited. Well, v'yisalka daitoch, if one were to think like we saw above with Rav Nachman Yitzchok in his teaching, that mi shaloi kiddush be'erev Shabbos mekadosh v'olech kol hayom kuloi, one who did not make kiddush Friday night has the option of making kiddush throughout the day. Well, then the daytime of Shabbos v'yom tov nami mishkachas lehu, the daytime of Shabbos v'yom tov, you also can find the yesh bohen kiddusho al hakois, that there is a kiddush recited, a kiddush meaning with the formal textual passage, the kiddush text on a cup of wine by day, de lo kiddush miurto, given circumstances like that where he had not made kiddush by night, Mekadesh L'mocher, he has all of the next day to make Kiddush. So why does the source say emphatically that daytime of Shabbos Ein Bohem Kiddush Alakos, when according to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, if he is correct, daytime of Shabbos could have in potential a recitation of the Kiddush passage over the cup of wine? Omar Lei, so Rav Nachman Yitzchok responds, this source is not a contradiction to my teaching. De'i lo katoni, the source is not dealing with a contingency, namely a situation where he, if he did not. My halacha was addressing the contingency situation, namely the situation with if, de'i. De'i means if he did not, if he had not made Kiddush. So, if you're dealing with situations where everything is going according to plan, then in truth there is no formal Kiddush passage recited on the day as the source taught. However, in a contingency situation where if someone had not said Kiddush Friday night, so then the Shabbos day is available for that purpose. Esvei, we have a Tanaic source that presents a question once again on Rav Nachman Yitzchok. The source begins, Kavod, and we should note also that this question is also a long question, which continues till the upper part of Amud Beis, the third line from the top. So the question starts, Kavod Yom V'Kavod Shlailo, Kavod Yom Kodem. The concept of Kavod literally means the honor of the day. Let us say one has limited supplies. If you look at the Rashbam at the bottom of the page, he says, Kvod Yom, Kvod Lailo, Im Ein Lo Yayin Harbe L'Seuda, O Mine Megodim. If one doesn't have a lot of wine for the meal, drinking wine during for the meal, or delicacies, so he has a choice now. Does he eat them at Friday night or Shabbos by day? So, Kvod Yom, Kvod Lailo, Kvod Yom Kodem. One is expected to show honor to the day, and that would involve his leaving over. In other words, not consuming the wine that he may have had for a meal, for the night meal, so save it for the daytime meal. And likewise, special delicacies, added dainties that he may add to his meal, he should save them, if he has a limited supply, save them for the daytime meal, because the daytime meal has precedence. V'im ein loy elo kois echad. Let us say he has only one cup of wine. A total of one cup of wine. Then, Omer Olav Kiddush Hayoim. Then he should say Kiddush with Kiddush Hayom. Don't get confused here. It means at night. The Kiddush Hayom, the sanctification of the day, begins, is recited at the beginning of the day, which is at night. So if he has only one cup of wine, the source is telling us, use it immediately at the nighttime, at the beginning of the day, the nighttime. Because the concept or the practice of reciting Kiddush takes precedence even over the concept of Kvod Yom. So even though Kvod Yom is observed through the drinking of wine, specifically by day, but if you're limited to one cup of wine, then Kiddushas Hayom takes precedence. And that is accomplished by using the cup and drinking it during the night time. The Gemara now brings the question to a head. Ve'im Yisah, if Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok's teaching is true, that you're Mekadesh all day, then Lishpake, leave over the one cup of wine ad lemohar, until the daytime. Thelevid bei tarti, and accomplish both. If the recitation of Kiddush can be done by day, so you can accomplish the recitation of the Kiddush over a cup of wine, plus Kavod Hayom, because you've waited till the daytime for drinking the wine. So why is that not suggested? It must be because there is no option of reciting Kiddush during the day, and hence this poses a question to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok answers, it is true that the daytime is a time, an option for someone to recite Kiddush. However, if you're dealing with a situation that he didn't forget, he's aware of what's going on, and he realizes he has only one cup of wine, there's another concept that overrules the concept of Kavod Yom, and that's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. The performance of a mitzvah at its specific ordained time is of greatest significance. Literally, Chaviva literally means is dearest. It is dearest to fulfill the mitzvah at its precise ordained time. And in the case of Kiddush, the optimum time for the Kiddush recitation is at night. The Gemara now asks a question on this particular answer. Oh, and the question lasts a few lines, and you can see that through the long question marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Umi amrinon chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Is this a concept that we really say with regard to brachos, with regard to recitation of blessings? V'ha tanya. We have the following source that will pose a problem for this concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. In other words, we're going to see a source in which there is an issue of reciting a bracha. In the case of this source, we'll be talking about Havdalah. Havdalah is usually recited, or its optimum time for recitation is at the point that Shabbos departs. And yet we're going to see in the following source his delaying of the recitation of Havdalah. And it seems that we don't insist on Chavivo Mitzvah B'Shaita. The Gemara, Omi Amrinon Chavivo Mitzvah B'Shaita V'ha Tanya. But we have the following teaching, the Tanaic source. Hanichnas lebeisa b'moisoi Shabbos. One enters his house on a Saturday night. He makes Havdalah. Mevorech al hayayin v'alamor v'alabesamim. He makes Havdalah over a cup of wine, a bracha on the candle, a bracha on the spices, on the besamim. V'achakach omer Havdalah al hakos. And then he recites the Havdalah passage over that cup of wine. V'im ein lo yelo kois echad, if he has only one cup of wine, and it's Motsoi Shabbos, manichoi, leave the cup of wine, leave it aside, ad la'achar hamazon, until after his Motsoi Shabbos meal, sometimes we refer to that as the Malava Malka, he leaves it over till after the meal, over which, at which point he would say, Birchas Hamazon. So he'll recite the Birchas HaMazon, U'meshal Shalon Kulon Le'acharov, and all of the brachas, that the chain of brachas that we mentioned, the bracha on the Mor, the Besamim, and Havdalah, he'll leave them, he'll recite them after the Birchas HaMazon, all over that one cup of wine. And what do you see from here? You see that Havdalah is delayed till later on. Velo amrinon chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and we don't insist on reciting the Havdalah immediately at its ordained time. So this poses a question then on Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok's entire approach, because he used this concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita to defend his position earlier, but here we're bringing that concept of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita into question. An answer now follows. This answer is a long answer. You can see it spans a number of lines, as is illustrated by the long answer marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. You see a tough that's encircled with a vertical dashed line. Omar Lei, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok answers with a rather dramatic introduction. He says, Ano lo chachimo ano, velo chozo ano, velo yechido ano, elo gamarno vesadarno ano. He says that he is not he claims in modesty, I'm not a wise man, I'm not a visionary, I'm not a unique individual. I am someone who has learned, and I have a tradition. V'chein morin bebei medrash kavasi, and thusly they rule in the base medrash like my teaching. And it is as follows. Really, there is a principle of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. However, shiny lon bein iyuli yoma lafuke yoma. There is a difference between the entrance of the day, as was reflected by the halacha of Kiddush, and lafuke yoma, the exiting of the day, as applies to the issue of Havdalah. Iyuli yoma kol kamo demakdaminon lei odif umechavinon lei. With regard to the entrance of the day, the entrance of Shabbos, any opportunity that we have to hasten it, so to speak, to make it early, that is of greater significance, and that shows our endearment to the Shabbos. Hence, what I said earlier, the one cup of wine that he may have, he should use it for the Friday night Kiddush, and not leave it over till the next day, even though, as I said, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, the next day is a time period in which one could have said Kiddush. However, where he is aware of everything going on and didn't forget anything, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita tells us, say it immediately upon the entrance of the day, because of this concept of, as the earlier we can sanctify the day, the better. However, Afuke Yoma, the exiting of the day, that's already a different story. When it comes to the departure of Shabbos, machrinon lei, we try to demonstrate a sense of delay as much as possible. Ki hechi delo lehevi alon ketunas, so that it should not appear as a burden upon us. A tuna is a burden. One who is bearing a burden, the first opportunity he has to throw it off, he'll throw it off. So as to show that Shabbos is not a burden upon us, we keep Shabbos upon us, so to speak, even later than the official time of its departure. Hence, if one has the situation of one cup of wine, and it's a function of leaving it till after the Birchas HaMazon that he's going to recite as part of his Motzoi Shabbos meal, that is the option of delaying the recitation of Havdalah, which signifies the exiting of the day. The delay itself is a sign of importance that we show to the Shabbos. In other words, that we're demonstrating that Shabbos is not a burden upon us. Shma mino miho masnisin tamni. We learn from the source above 8 points of halacha. These points are listed with numbers in little diamonds, and you can see on the outside margin under our Mivneh heading, a diamond and a number 8, Dinim Shemasikim Me'amokot Eliel, 8 halachas that we will derive from the source above that started with the expression Hanichnas Lebeso, one who entered his house on Motsoi Shabbos. So from that source, we learn Shema Minah, Hamavdil B'Tfilah, Tzorech Shiavdil Alakos. The expression in the source says he entered his house Motsoi Shabbos. Well, where was he coming from? He was coming, in most likelihood, from Shul. So in Shul, in the synagogue, he had recited the Shmona Esrei of Saturday night. Now, in that Mairiv of Shmona Esrei, there is a passage, Atachonantanu, a Havdolah, a passage of Havdolah in the Shmona Esrei text. So he must have already recited Havdolah as part of the Tfilah, as part of the davening. Nevertheless, notice in the source, he comes home from Shul, he again recites Havdolah. That's what we're taught here. Tzorech Shi'avdil Alakos, he still has to make Havdolah again over a cup of wine. Obviously, in Shmona Esrei, he didn't use a cup of wine. Ushma mina brocha teuna kos. From this source, it seems that Birchas HaMazon requires the use or the holding of a cup of wine. As in the source itself, we have seen that if he has only one cup, he holds it till after Birchas HaMazon. It must be that you need that cup of wine for the recitation of the Birchas HaMazon. Ushma mina kos shel brocha tzorech shiur. It also must be that the cup over which brachas are recited requires a specific amount. In other words, not just a small shot glass of wine, that would not be sufficient. Because if we could say that kais shel bracha does not have a minimum shiur, if any amount were an option, so in the case that he has one cup, he could have split it into two and done havdolah immediately, and the other minor amount used for his Birchas HaMazon. The fact that was not suggested shows us this principle that Kos Shel Bracha Tzorech Shir, there's a minimum amount, and less than that would not be legitimate. Therefore, there was no suggested option of splitting the cup of wine. Ushma mina hamavorech tzorech shiyitom. The one who says the bracha must taste a bit of the cup as well. The Rashbam explains in the lower part of the page, Ushma mina hamavorech tzorech shiyitom, ohu o echa min hashomim, either the one who is reciting the bracha or one of the listeners, ubishtiyasech meim yotzu kulan, and with the drinking of one of them, everyone fulfills this requirement. As it says in Kedomar Be'irvin Per Kol Marvin, Domar Hossam, Livra Cholon Velinche, Mashani Amavorach Sorch Shigitoim. The Rashbam is going through the Gemara over there. Veleis Filinuka, Lesikos Gurav Acha Bar Yankiv, Da'os Misol Yom Kippurim Koi. Ushma Mino. Now, we're emphasizing that from here we see that Amavorach Sorch Shigitoim Lechatchila. Vim Lo Toam, Ki Im Echod Mehem, Yotsu Kulan Dechavosan. Aval Ein Mavorchen, However, we would not say a bracha over a cup if no one is going to drink. Even if a child drinks, that would be all right. From the source above, we learn that there has to be some tasting. If there was no tasting requirement, then liver chalei treizim, he could have made a brocha over the cup of wine twice. Havdolah b'shaita. Havdolah, he could have recited holding the cup immediately at its preordained time, below shti, without any drinking. U'birchas hamazon b'shaita v'yishteh. And then use the same cup for birchas hamazon later on and then drink from it. Now, from the fact that that option was not given, it must be that the cup must be drunk from immediately upon the first bracha recited. In this case, it would have been Havdolah. What else do we learn from here? Ushma mina, this is the fifth conclusion, ta'amoi pogmoi. That by having drunk from the cup of wine, it ruins it. In other words, if he would have used the cup for Havdolah, immediately upon entrance of Motzoi Shabbos, upon his coming back from Shul. Had he tasted it, that would have ruined it for the Birchas HaMazon. Because if not, then what he could have done was said Havdalah, tasted it, and leave the rest over for the Birchas HaMazon. Since that's not suggested, it shows us this principle that to'amoi pogmo ushmamino to'am mavdil. We see from this story above in the source that even though he ate before making Havdalah, the fact that he ate Saturday night does not preclude him from making Havdalah later on that night. The significance of this point is that there happens to be another opinion on this matter that's found on Kuf Vav Amid Beis, that one who eats something Motzoi Shabbos before making Havdalah is not allowed to make Havdalah the rest of that night. He makes it the next day before eating on Sunday morning. So we see from here, though, that this source is of the opinion, To'am Mavdil, even though he ate something, he still has the option of making Havdalah that night. Number 7, Ushma Mino, we also learn from this, Omer Shnei Kedushos Al Kois Echad, that two types of brachas can be recited over one cup. Of course, we're talking about a case of where he has only one cup. He is able to say two kedushos, and two kedushos we understand to mean two separate types of brachas, the bracha of Havdalah and the bracha of Birchas HaMazon. Number 8, Ushma Mino, Beis Shamayhi Valiba, the Rebbe Yehuda, from the order of the brachas in this source, specifically the fact that he said Mo'or and then Besamim, he made a bracha over the candle and then after that over the Besamim, this source must be according to Beis Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We learned about this Machlokas in the earlier Gemara in this Perek. We saw the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. This source indicates a practice according to Beis Shammai as presented by Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi comments on the list of halachas that Ta'amo Pogmo V'Kais Shel Brocha Tzorech Shiur Chada Milsahi. The issue of tasting it, which we called number 5, tasting it and thereby ruining it, and the concept of that a kos shel brocha requires a minimum amount, is one teaching. The Hochi Ko'omar, and it is as follows. My taimo to'amo pogmo. This is, of course, according to Rav Ashi. Why is it that the tasting of the cup ruins it? Well, that's because in this case, he has a minimum amount to begin with. And if he were to taste from the cup of wine, then he would have reduced the quantity of wine available for the next bracha. Therefore, the tasting of it will ruin it. And that's what he explains. My time at Tomo Pogmo Mishum the Kleish of Brocha Tzorech Shiur. However, according to this approach taken by Rav Ashi, had he had a cup of wine which didn't have a minimum amount, it had with a large cup of wine, he would have been able to taste from it and use it again later for another bracha. The Tosis points out that Rav Ashi is not coming to disagree with a well-known concept of to'amo pogmo, which generally dictates that even if you had a large cup of wine, once you taste from it, you shall not use the balance of the wine for another bracha. That concept may be true. However, what Rav Ashi is trying to say is you cannot learn that concept from this particular source, because in this particular source there was another factor altogether, and that was that he had a minimum shiur to begin with. Therefore, by tasting from a cup that has a minimum shiur, of course the balance is not going to be useful, not based on the general known concept of tamo pogmo, that the tasting from a cup renders it unfit for ceremonial purposes. However, in this case, it's simply because you reduced the quantity to a point under the minimum amount. Since we mentioned tamo pogmo, we'll see now additional ideas along those lines. Rabbi Yankiv bar Idi kopid achatzva pegima. Chatzva is a type of barrel of wine. He would not use wine from a barrel from which wine was used already for brachas. In other words, if wine was taken from a barrel and used for, let us say, for making kiddush, he would not use any more wine from that barrel for kiddush recitation. Rav Idi bar Shisha kopid akoso pegima. Rav Idi was makpid on a cup from which, a cup that was used for making a brocha, he wouldn't use that cup of wine for a subsequent brocha. Namely, if someone had drunk from the cup of wine, he wouldn't use it for making kiddush, even though, of course, there is a sufficient amount left in it. Marbar of Ashi, kopid afilu achavita peginta. Marbar of Ashi went further, not just over a cup of wine that had been used for a brocha. He would not use it later for kiddush. Marbar of Ashi wouldn't even use wine from a small barrel that had been used or had wine drawn from it for making brochas. If we look in the Rashbam, underneath the Gemara text, Kopid Akosa Pegima, Rashbam is explaining the practice of Rav Idi Bar Shisha. He said who would not use a cup of wine that had been drunk from Likidish Ulhavdol Brichas Amazon. Ulechol brachos shetiknu the sadrin al ayin, shalei yivorech al kois pogum. Any type of mitzvah that requires a cup of wine, he would not use a cup of wine that was drunk from already. Avlim roitzel lishtos yayin tzorch levar bor piogofen. However, as far as if he wants to drink a wine outside of the context of a special mitzvah, of course you have to make a birchas hanenin, the first brocha of borei priya gefen, because shasur leanos min oilum azeh b'loi brocha, it's forbidden to benefit from things in this world food wise without making a brocha beforehand. Umihu, the Rashbam adds, im ein lo elo yayin pogum mekadish olov. If the only supply of wine he has is wine that had been drunk from already, then of course he'll use that for kiddush, because the kupit, the expression here, the kupit is a lechatchila mashma, represents only the optimum way of fulfilling things. However, if one is in a lurch, then he can use this under all circumstances. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.